The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media after practice today and talked about the matchup against the Saints. How'd you think the team would be?
Oh, I thought we were kind of sluggish, to be honest with you. We need to pick up the tempo, but it's good to work against somebody else. And, you know, been seeing each other now for 2 weeks, so we'll go back and evaluate it. But we can practice a lot faster than we practiced this morning. Yeah, I mean, he's going to get an opportunity. You know, he has a good chance he could be on the field this weekend, and he's going to get an opportunity to play. And, did some good stuff this morning, so, you know, see what happens.
How nice is it for you guys to see players react?
Yeah, I mean, you saw mistakes from, I'm speaking from our behalf, mistakes by us today in a lot of areas just because of seeing new fronts, seeing, you know, new things going on. So our players can learn a great deal from it, you know, but the key is that one of the things, Tim, I want us to keep our tempo of practice and how we're going about what we're doing and, you know, continue to move forward as a team. He keeps doing good things, a very smart player. Tell him once and it's done. Showed up on special teams, the whole team saw it, and so he's making a good push to be on this team.
You see that size and safety.
Yeah. Yeah, the size, not only the size, it's one thing to have the size, but will you hit somebody, and he'll definitely do it, and really taking what David's doing. So he's got himself in good position right now, you know, and he's going to play a bunch of football here over the course of the next few weeks, so we'll see. Well, they got great chances because of our situation at corner and all these young guys getting to play. Those two players, I think, played somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 plays the other night, so not only from our perspective as the Texans, but around this league, they got on film a lot. So, you know, excellent opportunity for both of them.
How much can Owen be a bigger factor?
Well, he should be a big factor for us everywhere. You know, he's a fine player, and, you know, we get a lot of role coverage because of Andre and, you know, what he stands for and type of player he is. So, obviously, that helps your tight end work the middle of the field a little bit. But, you know, he's a fine player, and the more we get him involved, the better we are.
We also caught up with Connor Barwin, rookie from Cincinnati, who has been impressing coaches since he has arrived in Houston.
You know, there's a lot of talk about the Texans defense this year. That's one area they have to improve. They got to get better on defense. Do you feel this is a good time for you coming in? You kind of get in on the ground floor? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm coming into a great situation. I think the Texans defense is, you know, better than it, you know, ever has been. And I think, you know, with me, I think I can help and bring something to defense. And obviously as a player, you know, when you can play alongside, you know, Mario Williams as a pass rusher, the only thing that can, you know, help you as a pass rusher is having another really good pass rusher. So that definitely is a good, you know, opportunity for me.
Somebody said you had a sack dance or something. What is that like?
Well, all you got to do is just go turn on the Kansas City game. I did a little bit after. So, you know, hopefully you can see that. Hopefully you can see that a bunch of times this year.
Was that something you worked on? Did you do that in college?
No, we're not allowed to do that in college. So oh, yeah. I had it prepared. You know, if I got a sack, I knew what I was going to do. So I was happy with it.
Make the pros so you can dance.
Exactly. Yep.
Did you get any comments? What sort of comments did you get on that sack and everything?
You know, I think guys are just happy for me as far as teammates go. You know, you get your first one; it's pretty exciting. You know, for a rookie. And then a lot of, you know, you get a little razzing too with, you know, a fake spin, who gets the sack off a fake spin, things like that. So it was just all fun.
Somebody was telling me before just a while ago that someone made the comment too. That's the worst fake spin I've ever seen. Did you get any razzing like that?
Oh, I think my coach said that. But hey, you know. But then he said it might be the worst move I've ever seen. But there was the end of it was good, and that's how I finished the play and didn't miss the sack. So, you know, he kind of got on me a little bit, but then he, you know, helped me out a little bit after.
Use your speed and everything. Do you see size as a factor? You like need to gain weight, or this is where you're going?
I mean, I think my general strength will get better. You know, I need to keep improving in that area, but I don't think I need to get, you know, any mass, any bigger, put on 10 pounds or 15 pounds. I think speed is what I need to use. And, you know, I play the fastest at 255, 260. Yeah, I mean, I was playing fast. I might have been hesitant a little bit. You know, it was my first game, but you know, the one thing my coach said was the one thing I did do well was run around the field a little bit. That's something that, you know, I'm going to keep doing.
What's the difference? What was the immediate reaction to that?
I think the linemen are just better. It's harder to get a jump on the cadence, you know what I mean, because they do it so many different ways. But obviously, I think they're just the linemen are quicker and more athletic than they are in college.
This morning, what was it like for you practicing against another NFL team? It's not a game, but the intensity is still up there.
It was fun. It changes practice a little bit. Actually, you practice a little bit shorter, which was nice, and then you practice a little bit faster, so it was good. But it's good to go against other people. We've been going against our line, you know, for 2-3 weeks now. To switch it up was a lot of fun. Yeah, I was surprised. There wasn't, you know, any fights or anything from what I saw. It's a lot more fun to go against somebody else and compete, against guys that you haven't been competing against.
People say when another team gets here, you almost want to see a fight. I mean, do you guys really care? I mean,
no, I mean, it's just, well, you know, if you practice hard, you know, and in a game, you can't fight, but, you know, you got cheap shots and things like that, and you know, you have to protect your teammates. So if you see something, you know, that shouldn't be going on, that's how it kind of starts.
Saturday to go out and get that first experience under your belt.
Well, you know, it felt good for me. You know, it helped your confidence a little bit because, you know, as I said before, I was playing a little hesitant. So, it, you know, it kind of showed me that I can do this. You know, that was your starting left tackle, so it made me feel good about, you know, what I'm here to do.
Maybe I missed something here. They were talking about your spin move not being that artistic. I thought you did that on purpose, kind of a half move to freeze the guy.
No, that's exactly what it was. But wait a couple weeks, it does look a little bit better. You know, that wasn't the best one, but it worked. So
I thought it looked good. I said, instead of doing the whole spin, he did the half, froze the guy, and then...
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's a little fake spin. So it worked, but thank you. I appreciate that.
I thought I missed something, that you didn't have the right move.
That was it. You're right.
So what about following up on that? You know, you don't know their moves. They don't know your moves either today. I mean, did you get a little feel that some of the things you're doing are working?
Yeah, I mean, we did our one-on-one pass rushes, so you don't want to show all your moves. But, you know, I just try to show my speed and do some speed rushes and things like that. But, yeah, you know, we play them on Saturdays.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news here at HoustonTexans.com. Remember, fans, we also have another open practice against the Saints tomorrow, Thursday the 20th. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.